Shalom Aleichem, everybody. As I mentioned in the last FMM, there is much more to say about the Beis HaMikdash that we have not yet spoken about, and we will, Emirat Hashem, speak about them in upcoming FMMs. For example, we'll speak, Emirat Hashem, about the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and on Yamim Tovim and other special days, God willing. And of course, there are many, many details about the Beis HaMikdash that we haven't yet spoken about. Details like the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, the Levim, etc., etc. However, before we get to that, there was one more topic that we will look into. For the last many FMMs, we've been learning about a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, there is no regular day in the Beis HaMikdash. And we've been focusing on the morning Korban Tamid. Beginning with today's FMM, we will look at the afternoon Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid of the morning is the very first Korban of the day, and the afternoon Korban Tamid is the very last Korban of the day. That's true with just a couple of exceptions. The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Tmidin Umusafin Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid and elsewhere, that the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach is brought after the Korban Tamid of the afternoon, because the Korban Pesach cannot be brought before midday, and Baruch Hashem, there are so many people bringing Korbanos on Erev Pesach, it's impossible for all of Bnei Yisrael to bring their Korbanos before the Korban Tamid is brought. So that is one exception. The Rambam also says that there's another exception, another Korban brought after the afternoon Korban Tamid, also on Erev Pesach. The exception here is any korban brought by someone who is called mechusar kapara, someone lacking atonement. A mechusar kapara is someone like a woman who has recently given birth, a person who used to have tzara'as, a zav, or a zava. In each of these cases, even after they've waited the appropriate amount of time to become tahor, and even after they've immersed in the mikvah, they must bring a korban. And until they bring that korban of atonement, they may not eat from any korbanos. So on Erev Pesach, when the Beis HaMikdash is so busy, these kinds of people are allowed to bring their korban of atonement even after the afternoon korban tamid, so that they will be able to eat from the korban Pesach. Normally, they'd have to wait until the next day to bring their korbanos and attain full tahara. However, since a person who does not eat a korban Pesach is chayav kares, God forbid, and in this case, there's nothing they could have done differently, because of that, Chazal are lenient and let them bring their korban after the afternoon korban tamid. It's a pretty powerful message. Even though the regularity and the consistency of the korban tamid is paramount, we are lenient about that under certain circumstances so that more people can be included in the korban Pesach. Other than these two cases, both of which occur on Erev Pesach, the afternoon Korban Tamid is the last Korban of the day. It closes the Beis HaMikdash for the day, so to speak, as far as Korbanos are concerned. When is the afternoon Korban Tamid brought? The Gemara in the very beginning of the fifth parak of Maseches Psachim says that the Korban Tamid of the afternoon must be brought in the afternoon. In other words, when it's clear that it's afternoon. That means it cannot be 1 or 2 minutes after midday, because at that point it's still not really clear that it's afternoon. Rather, we have to wait a little bit until the shadows of the afternoon begin to get longer, and it's around a half an hour after midday, half an hour after noon. That's the earliest that the afternoon Korban Mincha can be brought, and of course it's no coincidence that that's also the earliest time that you and I can daven Mincha every day, half an hour after midday. In other words, 6.5 sha'os zmanios, 6.5 relative hours into the day. That's the earliest we can bring the Korban Tamid of the afternoon. However, even though that's the earliest, the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rambam say that we do not bring the afternoon Korban Tamid until 2 hours after that. In other words, 8.5 sha'os zmanios, 8.5 relative hours into the day. Why do we wait 2 hours? Because, as we mentioned, since Korbanos are not brought after the afternoon Korban Tamid, we need to give time for other Korbanos to be brought, public Korbanos, private Korbanos. So we push off the bringing of the Korban Tamid in the afternoon. On the other hand, we don't push it off too much, because we don't want to push it off too close to sunset, which would then be too late. And if anything went wrong, we would be in trouble getting too close to sunset. In addition, because we want to express our eagerness to bring the Korban, Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvos, because of that, we do not push off the Korban in the afternoon. afternoon too much. So this is all the introduction to the afternoon Korban Tamid. Next time, Emir Tashem, we will go through the entire Korban, just as we did with the morning Korban Tamid. We'll go through it pretty quickly, stopping only at points where the afternoon Korban differs from the morning Korban. In many, many ways, the afternoon Korban Tamid is similar to the morning Tamid, and therefore I would recommend reviewing the FMMs about the morning Korban Tamid. And if you would like me to send any of those FMMs, please do not hesitate to ask. In the meantime, Emir Tashem, I will see you at the Mikdash.